a part two of a series, a cool series, about how the brain is affected by music. The event M3, Mind, Music, Magic, brings the partners of AARP, the Alzheimer's Association, West Michigan New Horizons Music Ensemble together come the 19th of October. So we talk about not only this event, but certainly how to keep our brain happy and stimulated with song, music, and more. Guests in studio, two of the three. Thanks to you on behalf of AARP, Jennifer Firestein. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning, Shelley.
Glad that you are here. Noelle Frost on behalf of the Alzheimer's Association. Hi, Noelle.
Oh, thrilled to be here. Good morning.
Yay, hi. Good morning to you. Tell me about your Alzheimer's Association, please.
Oh, my gosh, the Alzheimer's Association. Well, anything you need to find out regarding being a caregiver or someone who might be diagnosed with it or research or becoming an advocate, ALZ.org. It has a wealth of information regarding all those things and more.
Jennifer, your AARP, please.
Yes. So last week when we were here, we shared that AARP is donating $60 million to the Dementia Discovery Fund. And so we're very much a proponent of researching brain health and trying to understand Alzheimer's and dementias and try to find a cure.
Thank you for that. Let's do the specifics, first of all, of an event that brings three well-known organizations together. Jennifer?
Yes. So Mind, Music, Magic. What we're doing is we are doing a live music concert on Friday, October 19th. It's free and open to the public. And what we're doing is promoting the importance of music for brain health. And so we have pre- and post-concert receptions and a fabulous silent auction to benefit the Alzheimer's Association.
Where and when is this again? We know it's the 19th.
Yes, so this is at Calvary Baptist Church on 28th Street, and it starts at 7:30 p.m.
And Noel, there'll be music in the house, won't there?
Oh, there will definitely be music in the house. We're so, so lucky. Our third partner in crime here, Nancy Summers, with her West Michigan New Horizons big band will be playing that evening. And a few special guests will be popping in as well. So we're definitely looking forward to having a beautiful night of live music. There's also a few other, shall we say, audiovisual surprises throughout the evening that I think will really drive the message home of how music really affects the brain and affects your healthy living.
Word surprise was brought up last week, and I bet it'll be brought up next week when we talk again.
We're trying to entice people.
That's right.
Well, another way to entice is to be reminded of the benefits of listening to music for the mind. So let's dig in a little bit here. Jennifer, on behalf of your AARP and the research that you've done, what are the benefits of listening to music for the mind?
So AARP, we are reporting out on findings from a research study that was conducted in London just recently. And what they did is the participants that participated in this, they looked at the brain scans of a person and also their heart rate. They measured their heart rate as well to look at what would happen when people did multiple activities, listening to live music and watching live music. And based on those physical and mental responses, what they discovered is that a person's feeling of well-being climbed by 21%. They had an increase of 25% for feelings of self-worth and a 75% improvement in mental stimulation. So there were a lot of key findings and benefits for people who listen to live music while doing multiple activities at once. And so after evaluating the findings, the researchers concluded that people who enjoy live music every other week can live up to 9 years longer. So that's huge.
Mm-hmm. And we, again, we're reminded that those who participate in the West Michigan New Horizons Ensemble under the direction of Nancy Summers get to play and listen to their music on a weekly basis. I think they do.
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the things that we try and tie in with this, one of many things, is that keeping your brain healthy means challenging it. And as I've mentioned before, you know, when I've been here with you, Shelley, we've mentioned how people say, oh, if I do crossword puzzles every day, or if I do Sudoku or something like that, my brain's going to stay healthy. Well, yes, it will. But one of the best things you can do is challenge your brain, do something that it's not used to. And what a better way to do that than to invoke music in your life somehow, either by taking lessons, which is something that we love, or by at least going out and taking in beautiful live concerts and, of course, supporting live musicians, which we're a big proponent of. But any kind of experience that you can do with music, what's very interesting that other research has shown us is that Alzheimer's does not affect the area where your memories tied to music reside. And so that's another part of research, like Jennifer was mentioning, that we're trying to, through the Alzheimer's Association and many of the research grants that we offer, that we're trying to follow up on as well. A lot of also our nonverbal folks that have been diagnosed, when they are kind of getting towards that part of their progression of the disease, that part of the journey, one of the ways that you can usually reach out to someone and connect with them is through music, because that it immediately has some kind of recognition for the folks that are in the later stages and have become nonverbal. Music can still reach so many of them.
And again, hence why partnerships such as yours come together on the 19th. I know Morning Edition had a story this morning on, again, the benefits of keeping the brain healthy. So I'm glad we're able to continue the conversation. Jennifer, again, benefits of listening to music, reducing stress, blood pressure, and pain, according to your research.
Right. So there was a recent study that was also done and looked at patients that had fibromyalgia, which is a very painful condition. And listening to live music actually decreased the significant pain that they had by listening to live music over a four-week period. So it helps even with pain relief and trying to reduce just the symptoms that you experience when you have disease.
What else? I'm going back and forth here, Noelle.
Sure.
Another statistic or fact and figure when it comes to Alzheimer's?
Sure. Is there one in particular that you'd like to chat about regarding this?
Just a reminder that 5.7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. So why not make quality of life the best we can?
Oh, absolutely. So 5.7 million across the country. Now, that's an interesting statistic simply because that's the number that we know where people are willing to actually speak to their primary care physicians and actually get a diagnosis. A lot of people still have the stigma. Alzheimer's is still a scary word for a lot of people. And so those are the folks that we know that are diagnosed. Here in the state of Michigan, we estimate 180,000 folks have Alzheimer's, which means we're looking at about 500,000 folks that are out there as primary caregivers as well to those folks, meaning either a significant other or an adult child. So there's a lot of different family structures that are affected by Alzheimer's, especially here in the state of Michigan. We are so lucky to have a wonderful partnership like this with AARP and New Horizons to get the word out about healthy living and making sure that all of our brains stay healthy and finding ways to extend a healthy life.
You bet. Jennifer, studies show that listening to live music, sleep quality is improved, mood and mental alertness. Plus, we are working on memory, our final research stat.
Right. Me. And there are a lot of anecdotal studies, of course. You know, people listen to live music and they just feel better. And so a research study that they did just back in December, they discovered that more than 70% of Americans over the age of 45 believe that listening to live music helped them work through difficult periods in their life. So there's a lot of anecdotal research, and People know that they feel better. It lifts the mood, it lifts the spirits, and they just feel better after they listen to music.
Aren't some of your members over 45?
A few of them, sure.
And maybe some under. There you are. All right, I want to, with the time we have left, dig more into how the evening of the 19th works.
So it's registration. Again, like you mentioned, it's a free event, but we do require registration. The evening is going to start off with our three organizations having some information out and some representatives to be able to talk about our three groups individually. And then they'll make their way into this amazing auditorium at Calvary Baptist Church. We're so lucky to have this space. And there'll be a pre-reception with some appetizers and some beverages. And of course, time to look at the silent auction items. Again, generously, the proceeds will be going to the Alzheimer's Association. And then we have a fabulous multimedia presentation. I'll say it that way. Oh. Instead of just the word surprise,
okay.
I'll get in multimedia. But obviously, it does include, the majority of it is live music by the wonderful New Horizons Big Band and a few special guests. And then the evening, a little post-reception, again, a chance to take a look at those silent auction items, which I will tell you, the majority of them focus on bringing music into your own life. There's a little teaser. So the majority of them will do that. And then Jen has the registration information as far as when people want to make reservations.
Right. So what we would recommend is you can go to aarp.org/MI to register, or you can call 877-926-8300 to register. So it is free, but you do need to register because seating is limited, and we expect a packed house for this great event.
Awesome. We'll all be listening to the music in full circle. That will improve our sleep quality, mood, mental alertness, memory, reduce our blood pressure, stress will be reduced, and plus we'll just just have a good time with
that's
us,
right.
with the social.
Absolutely, all those things.
If anything, you walk away having a great night, then that's all worth it.
That's right.
It'll be more than that. M3, Mind, Music, Magic. Thank you very much, Noelle Frost, and you, Jennifer Feierstein, on behalf of Dr. Nancy Summers. We'll talk again next week a little bit more about this topic. Take care.
Thanks, Charlie.